Asheville FM. Asheville FM is a nonprofit, volunteer-run grassroots station. We wouldn't be able to broadcast without our community's help. Please donate or have your business sign up as an underwriter, and your spots can be heard by our listeners. Go to ashevillefm.org and click on the Donate tab. Only with your generous support can we continue to stay on air. Thank you.
Asheville FM would like to send our congratulations to the graduates of the class of 2020. You're listening to 103.3 FM, WSFM, LP, Asheville. We now take you to AB Tech, IMPA Campus, for the Franklin School of Innovation graduation broadcast.
Class of 2020, Franklin families, and all of our guests joining us this morning via Asheville FM, Facebook Live, or Instagram Live. Today's event is all about the Franklin School of Innovation Class of 2020 graduates. Yes? And yet, as much as it is a day to celebrate our graduates, before we begin, we must take a moment to acknowledge the historical context that surrounds our celebration today. Our country is in turmoil. After months of isolation from the coronavirus, we are reeling from the continued violence and trauma of racism that is silencing the voices and stunting the possibilities of our Black and brown American citizens. And so I ask you this morning, before we begin our ceremony, to join me in a silent moment of reflection and meditation, honoring those who have died unnecessarily, and recommitting ourselves to the necessary task of seeking justice, healing, and equity for all. So we will have one moment of silence. One moment. Imagine that 9 times more. Thank you. Now, it is my profound privilege to welcome you all to this celebration. I need to always start with gratitude. Thank you, parents, for trusting us with your student. Thank you, teachers and staff, for the love and passion you have poured into these students throughout all their years at the Franklin School of Innovation, and especially over these last few months in all the work that has gone into making this a special day and to honoring the hard work that our students have put in over the last years. Thank you to the grandparents, aunts, uncles, and the friends who are listening in today. And thank you to the FSI board members who could not be here in person, but have volunteered your time and efforts to support our school and our students. A special shout out to Austin Sawyer, who made our podium as part of his senior project. I can tell you this is a very sturdy podium. And to the students who persisted in completing their senior projects, even when the state said they didn't have to. So a special shout out to all of you who did that. And a very, very special thank you to our students for their patience and persistence in working with us on a ceremony that honors you. We had a number of conversations to come up with our plan for today, and while they were always respectful, in the back of my mind, I could just picture their comments at home going, "They're getting it all wrong again. We're going to have to step in and save them from themselves." So thank you for always being gracious and for just showing us the way. We do appreciate it. Thank you to AB Tech for allowing us to use their campus today. And a huge shout out to Asheville FM, sitting over here now in the sun, for broadcasting this ceremony. We could not have done this without you. Thank you so much. There's an amazing thing. Every time we ask our community for help with something that we're not sure how we can pull off, someone steps up. And I am so grateful to be part of such an amazing, supportive community. Who could have imagined this end to high school for this group of creative, passionate, and resilient students? The class of 2020 was the first of so much at FSI. Many of you were among our first students when we started in the old preschool building, and I remember watching you from my desk in the hallway. You helped us move to our new campus, and you got right to work planting the first 100 trees in our native tree nursery. You poured your laughter, your sweat, and your spunk into those trees, which have grown today and are being harvested and planted all throughout the French Broad River Basin, which is just a tiny bit of this class of 2020 taking root all over Western North Carolina. You are our first students to participate in the Water is Life expedition in eighth grade, which has become a tradition and a rite of passage in our school. You helped form our Student Government Association. You started clubs. You built houses. You planned proms. You didn't even get to have this year's prom, yet you planned it anyway. And you have created traditions that will live on in our school forever. We will forever be richer, better, and ever so much fun from all of your many contributions. Spunky, quirky, creative, change makers, survivors, class of 2020, you've learned how to do hard things, how to persist in the face of challenge, and how to build community with one another. You've already made the world a better place, and I cannot wait to see what you do next. Welcome, Franklin community. Let's get this party started.
Good morning, Bolts. I'm Sarah Jean Smith, your high school principal. Our first speaker this morning is our valedictorian. Not only does she have the highest grade point average in her class, she's also a grounded, compassionate, well-rounded person, and we are so honored to welcome Gabby Schmidt to speak to us this morning. Thank you.
Okay, I made it. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Gabby. When I was sitting at last year's graduation, I was almost crying even though I knew none of the people there. And I swore to myself that there was no way I was going to make a speech at my graduation. But here we are. So, okay. We made it. I don't understand how it has come so quickly. It feels like it was yesterday that we were those tiny seventh graders going to the bathroom on toilets designed for preschoolers, attending crews that had names based on colors, and we all knew khaki and magenta were the best crews, getting in trouble for cheerleading too much. It doesn't feel like that long ago that we were in eighth grade, in our waders, eventually ending up fully submerged in that disgusting creek, knee-deep in cow poop, trying to pull out tires and discarded toilets. And we know that creek is nasty because we've tested it too many times. Anyways, it feels impossible that it's already 4 years ago that we were those ninth graders, somehow having both the worst and the best time climbing mountains, camping, and eating soup that was bagged together. And then all of a sudden, we were 10th graders. And I think we can all agree, 10th grade is when you're like really in high school. And so we just took that and ran with it. We had way too much fun disturbing world history. Sorry, Mr. Lubos. there were people sticking forks in outlets, I don't know. And we were having the best time at Carowinds just to almost hydroplane on the bus ride home. And then was the darkest time for most of us, 11th grade. Oh, goodness. We had our first AP course, our first AB Tech courses, and of course, dreaded ACT season. But honestly, the ACT part wasn't that bad because we really got a comedic break halfway through when someone's phone went off. Thanks, Ray. But 11th grade was also good. We had prom, and we had Waffle House, and we had those moles that we had to learn how to hand sew in chemistry. And then, all of a sudden, we were seniors, the oldest in the whole school, and we're in the new building, and we literally didn't know what to do with ourselves. So we just slept on those blue and orange cushion things, you guys know what those are, and took too many coffee runs to Earthling and played Knives, which, for those who don't know, is just a more dangerous version of the game Spoons. And we baked our way through crew. And by baked, I literally mean making cakes and cupcakes and waffles every single day. I have learned three things from all of our years together at Franklin. First, water is life. And second, our class is resilient. We have made it through so much. We've made it through passages, sketchy field trips, painful community circles that were mostly my fault, sorry guys, and school dances at roller rinks. And on a serious note, we are the generation who has had to go to classes dedicated to teaching us what to do during a shooting. Everyone has had their share of challenges over the past 4 years. And then, right when we're ready to just enjoy our last few months of high school, we get a pandemic. Sorry, but no prom and essential graduating traditions for us. But I'm so grateful for everything you guys have done. Thank you. My point is, we have been through some tough and often abrupt changes. And we've come out on top. Right now, there is more change happening in our country. And we are lucky because we know how to use our voices. We have learned when to lead and when to just support. We have done it before. We've moved and we've adapted through change. We have the ability to use our voices and create an impact, one that will last. I cannot wait to see what we do with the world, and I know this is cheesy, I'm sorry, but it is ours. It is our future, and we can and we will make it better. I know this because it is the third and final thing I learned in high school. In the words of Mr. Fowler, never take no for an answer. Just keep pushing and we will see change. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabby. Told you she was awesome. Our next speaker was chosen by our students. That is so important to us here at FSI. Student voice is one of the most important parts of our school. This amazing, charismatic speaker is not only someone that the students felt really support them, but he is really supported by the students in this wonderful class of 2020. So your student-selected speaker, Jonica Volpe.
Let me just put my hat back on. All right. Hey, this is Jonica coming at you from 103.3 The Parking Lot. I'd like to start by simply saying thank you, everyone, for being here to honor us all despite everything going on in our world. And thank you for nominating me to speak on behalf of our class. If I make a mistake, don't judge me. I'm supposed to be able to picture you all naked, but it's really hard when you're in your cars. Some of you have been with me since I was 12 years old, 1 foot shorter, and had a voice 3 octaves higher. I have spent most of my recountable life at this school, be it at a preschool with miniature toilets, a trailer with no toilets, or a real-life building with plumbing, lights, the whole shebang. I've had such great friends in both students and teachers. I have learned about life, and I have learned about myself. In all honesty, looking back on Franklin is very strange for me, because in many ways, even in this time of isolation, I'm still living with this school. Understanding the cliche nature of the statement, I will still say, I am the person I am because of you all, and I'm so grateful. Seventh grade was chaotic. It was the first time any of us set foot in Franklin, and it was the beginning of many of our lives as students at this school. I remember recess on the mulch out back, countless dust-induced false fire alarms, and marching a petition down the preschool halls to Miss Brewink to keep our class color groups from being separated. There are many reasons we stayed at Franklin after that first year, and boy, am I glad we did. Eighth grade came along, and with it our own piece of land, a large dirt rectangle with a giant mound and a salting of white trailer classrooms. It's bizarre to me that we were all around 13 years old when we did our famous Water is Life project down at our creek. I remember suiting up in waterproof pants and boots that were just big enough to prove useless and trudging through the muddy river with Mr. Lynn. We planted trees on the banks and pulled tires from the water. It was the best way to spend a school day. Ninth grade, high school. We made it through middle school and began our last 4 years at Franklin. And what better way to begin than acting out Romeo and Juliet's joint suicide scene and religiously watching CNN 10 with Carla Zeus in Miss Washburn's class. Did you know we actually had lockers back then? I remember because we used them to avoid Mr. Ben taping over the scandalous slits in our jeans. That was an exciting year. Then came 10th grade. That's the one my mind goes to when I think about high school. Personally, I feel like I really matured that year in a lot of ways. It was a big step forward from being new to high school. We were sophomores. I'll never forget Miss Connor's English class, or watching her and Miss Padfield dressed up like PB&Js dancing around at the community circle. And of course, our end-of-year trip to Carowinds. Between us, Gabby and I have ridden the Intimidator no less than 20 times. For me, 10th grade was a hard one to top. Juniors, 11th grade, the second to last. If you think about it, that's the year when we all should have been writing our college essays and getting our lives sorted out. Of course, I can't name one of us who did. We were all too busy appreciating our second reign of Washburn in English and covering our faces with books for Miss Moore. Lots of you were fortunate enough to have Tashali, or Mr. Bayan, a year earlier than me. But my time came in 12th grade, with the class that I both loved and hated the most, calculus. I know I made a point of trying to have an easy senior year. I took summer classes at AB Tech and maximized my schedule for optimum free time. But between my wonderfully painful 6-day-a-week math class and the essays that were all postponed too long, it may as well have been another full schedule year. I may have complained at the time, but especially now, I really savored each and every moment. I miss seeing you all every day. I miss reading books aloud with Mr. Fowler and spending 2 hours study halls watching Ratatouille. The last time I wanted to be at school so bad was back when the teachers helped you build up your block towers. You know, I keep thinking how next year seniors are going to have one heck of a time beating our 3-month-long ditch day. I know we've lost a lot this year, but it's really going to be a story we can always tell. We are, and we always will be, the class of 2020. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jonica. Next, we will have our faculty speaker, Mr. Drew Fowler. Mr. Fowler is our 12th grade English teacher, AP Lit teacher, and AP GOPO, as they call it. He is an advocate for our 12th graders and has been an incredible almost activist for them in this time. So it's wonderful that we get to hear from him now. Thank you, Mr. Fowler.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for showing up in this parking lot. To the Franklin School of Innovation's senior class of 2020, this is not the speech I wanted to write. This is not the graduation you deserved. Sometimes the world or fates or God or what have you have different plans for us than those that we make for ourselves. And this is definitely one of those times. Oh, how I wish we were inside a building, huddled together in our graduation gowns, able to see the smiles on each other's faces and the tears, Jenna. How I miss handshakes with hellos and hugs with goodbyes. Oh, how I wish we could gather together, signing yearbooks and immortalizing this moment in pictures. Oh, how I wish the world didn't have different plans for you. But it did, and it does. And now you have to ask, what are you to do? One thing is clear about 2020 so far. This is not normal. Nothing about this year is typical. Masks and quarantines are our new standard. Protest and uprising, privatized space travel, cheap gas, 100,000 plus deaths from a virus, a presidential impeachment trial, and one death that led to our nation's upheaval. No, 2020 is not normal. And this is not the speech I wanted to write. This is not the graduation you deserved. I wish I could focus on you and pretend, if only for a moment, that the world was less crazy, less dark, less dangerous. I wish we could put it all out of sight and out of mind and only focus on your achievements, your hard work, your enthusiasm, your perseverance. I wish. But this is not the speech I wanted to write, and this is not the graduation you deserved. Instead, I must be your teacher one last time. I must call you out of our small, safe bubble of the past and into a strange, unclear, and chaotic future. I must implore you to be better, to do more. See, my fellow teachers and I did not become teachers to help you make money, although that's nice. We didn't become teachers so that you would go to college, although we hope you will. We didn't become teachers so that our students would be happy, although we obviously hope for nothing less. See, we became teachers because we need you. Our city needs you. Our country needs you. Our world needs you. Now more than ever. We became teachers because there is so much to demand of you. We hoped that by loving you, by giving you transferable skills, by pushing you into your stretch zones, by nurturing your creativity, by opening you to unfamiliar thoughts and ideas and experiences, that you would be ready for a moment just like this. A moment that requires your attention, that needs your voice, that demands your action. So today, I stand before you as the voice of the faculty of the Franklin School of Innovation, not to say and not to ask, but to demand that you help us make a better world. We demand that you give more than thought and reflection. We demand that you give more than prayers and well wishes. We demand that you give more than my generation has given, and the generation before that, and the generation before that. We demand that you love the loveless. We demand that you feed the hungry. We demand that you widen your embrace to all communities, to those that look like you and those that look nothing like you, to those with whom you have things in common and with those with whom you have nothing in common, to those on the left and on the right, to people of all colors, all orientations, all faiths, from all cities, all states, and all nations. We demand that if you have power and you have privilege, that you give it to those who have none. We demand that after you toss your cap today, you leave this parking lot and parade around our campus, that you will then get to work. Our world requires it of you. Those in constant pain and constant danger and suffocating oppression require it of you. This is not the speech I wanted to write. And no, this is not the graduation you deserved. But sometimes, Sometimes change comes unexpectedly. Sometimes in the dark of some cold night, we are thrust into experiences we feel we are not yet ready to experience and not yet equipped to lead. But you are. You were smart. You were innovative. You were world changers. You were better makers. You were the perfect young adults, the perfect students, the perfect class for just this moment. Believe it. Trust in us as you have for the past 2, 4, or 6 years. Trust us when we say we need you. Trust us when we say you give us hope. You give us the possibility of a better world. And you make us all better. So maybe this wasn't the speech I wanted to write. So maybe this wasn't the graduation you deserved. And yet maybe this is and you are exactly what our world needs right now. To the class of 2020, thank you. We are so incredibly proud of each and every one of you. Now, go make a better world for us all. We demand it of you.
Wow, great choice, students, on your faculty speaker. We have another faculty speaker who cannot be here today. She recently had a baby, Miss Katie Washburn. We will have her speech recorded for you. It was in the senior slideshow already, and there'll be another option to view it later on as well. Next, we are honored to welcome to the stage Eliana Brooks, our SGA president.
Wow, my favorite people just came up to the stage, so I'm really trying not to cry right now, sorry. All right. Hi, I'm Eliana, and after 4 years in Student Government Association, also referred to as SGA, it is now my time to say thank you and goodbye after 4 years. And three of those I spent as student body president. Although it's bittersweet saying goodbye, SGA does not end here for me. I will take what I've learned and carry that with me in all walks of life. Throughout my years, I've seen so much growth, not only myself, my peers, my school, and SGA as a whole. SGA was created out of founding students back to 2014. And now today, I pass the torch to our last class of founding students. I hope the foundation that we made will provide you with all the guidance you need to make SGA even more special. SGA was created with the intent to make the school a better place, and that is just what we did. When it first started, it was just a few passionate kids and Mr. Reynolds trying to get a community circle plan the day before it happened. We soon saw our potential and started to grow and expand, and because of our passion and perseverance, we made history. We created the first ever prom seen at FSI, even though all of the members then were too young to attend. We made the first ever SGA handbook. We saw the biggest growth so far in SGA, going from under 10 students to over 30 members. We made the first ever Winter Wonderland, the first ever student involvement fair / ice cream social. We threw the first ever community circle water balloon fight. We made the first ever change to dress code and music policy. We filled the first ever vending machines by me asking my mom to take me to Sam's Club and dragging Jonica to school early to fill them. We made the first ever roller skating dance. We were the first to change our election system. We were the first to create new branches and positions, and we made the first town halls. SGA not only did all of that, we also created a community. We challenged injustice, and we grew into leaders of our world. And I believe SGA will flourish in the next coming years because of the groundwork that we created, the new addition of our wonderful student advisor, Mr. Fowler, last year, and all of the new members joining this year. During my time as president, I learned a lot of great lessons. Some, like Mr. Fowler, always follows the rules. Tape takes off paint in the new buildings. Very sorry about that, by the way. And also, students never check their emails. But I also learned lessons that I won't forget, like the one Mr. Fowler told me. Maybe the biggest piece I learned, which was to never take no for an answer. And in order to accomplish your goals and what you want to happen in our school, you have to persist. If one way doesn't work, try another. Change takes time and perseverance. Secondly, representation is important. Each student is unique and each student matters. When you are in SGA, you speak for all students. So you need to listen to all students. You need to create events for all students and acknowledge all students. People want to be heard, and SGA is the place they can go to be listened to. The greatest part about these two lessons is that they're applicable outside of SGA. Whether it's in a high school student government or within your life, fight for your dreams, fight for your goals, and be fearless. SGA gives me hope in our next generation of leaders because we worked hard and we gave the school all we got, so I can't wait to see my peers and I in the real world. There's power in this generation, and we will have our voices heard. And we will make positive change within our schools, neighborhoods, cities, states, and nations, and even our world. Our generation is composed of leaders that will never take no for an answer. Always fight, whether it's for cookies in the vending machine, college scholarships, a small business, or graduating high school. SGA knows what it means to fight for change and help the unheard by being the place to go when students have ideas and dreams. I have faith that the members now entering the real world will fight for what's needed in their community and nation, as they have for their school. Right now, in this time, we fight against police brutality, systemic racism, and people from all walks of life coming together in the pursuit of justice. We will fight for the black people who can't breathe, can't birdwatch, can't jog, and can't reach for their driver's license without having their innocent lives taken away by people behind badges. I was a part of an association that has people who do not look away from injustice like this. People who will continue fighting for what's right and never take no for an answer. SGA not only has fought for our school, but for the students that walk in its halls. May SGA continue giving a platform for the unheard and doing what needs to be done. With that, I urge you to donate, protest, sign petitions, and educate yourself and your family on what is happening and why. It is more important than ever to come together and fight for what's right. And together, we will keep making history. Now, as my time comes to an end, I am filled with relief when I know who's taking my place. Knowing she is filled with a lot of love and passion for the school and the students that it homes. Presidency can be very hard, and it's definitely been a roller coaster of emotions. But don't worry, because you're in good hands. Everyone, give a warm welcome to our new president, Annie Mae Black, presenting the Key Award.
First of all, I just want to say thank you so much, Eliana. That was a wonderful speech. And today, as the new president of the Student Government Association, it is my honor and privilege to present the Key Award to one exceptional senior. The Key Award is the highest academic achievement a student can earn at Franklin. It represents an exemplary show of all six of our habits of scholarship: leadership, persistence, ethics, collaboration, inquiry, and action. This award is decided through the votes of our faculty and staff. The student who will be receiving this award today has shown a great deal of dedication to our school. They have been described by their teachers and peers as having a servant's heart and remaining dedicated to their work no matter the stresses in their life. They have been more than willing to take on responsibilities without complaint while continuing to be incredibly kind through it all. With a strong moral compass and respectful leadership, the student has set an example for everyone around them. So without further ado, it is my honor to present the Key Award to Senior Aubrey Cook.
A lot of those, yes. Thank you. Thank you all for your patience. Now for some announcements before we start the grand finale. So a few things, just logistical things to keep in mind for the rest of our ceremony. Students will come up to the stage one by one to get their diplomas and a rose. They will come up by row. So it's not alphabetical today. It is by row. So I will say, okay, row number one, line up. You'll get out of your car, and you will go to where Miss Tess and Miss Cabot are over there. There's balloons. There are lines for social distancing, so make sure you're 6 feet apart. Look at the lines on the floor. You'll come up. You'll get a diploma. You'll be handed a rose, and then you'll go down those stairs and get back in your car. And then I'll call for row two. Row three has a ton of people in it, so I'm going to say row three, this side of the tree, you guys line up, and then row three, that side of the tree, you guys line up. Two row three lines, separate. Then as you're done, you'll go back to your car. When everyone has come up and row four is done, I will say, graduates, get out of your cars. You will stand next to your own car, and you will then turn the tassel on your cap, and you will be a 2020 graduate. You can then throw your caps as long as you don't poke anyone's eye out, and then find your caps afterwards. We will then, after all that fun stuff, parade back to our school. We will leave by row again. So I'll say, okay, row one, it's time to go parade. We have a police escort. Thank you so much, Officer Engel. We will follow the police escort and Miss Cabot's car back to school, making noises, being so excited, celebrating. And then we'll go in a circle or two or three around our school, just celebrating. All right. Row one, graduates. Row one, graduates, come line up.
Okay, we ready? No way, I gotta get to Finn.
Yes.
Finn, your cigar can be in your pocket.
No tobacco on the
floor. Yeah, I already. Dude, SB.
We're ready.
Okay. Maddox Che Metzger. Samuel Caleb Johnson. Alicia James. Aviana Shelby Holcomb. Congratulations, girl.
Congratulations, Aviana. Don't forget to pause for a photo. Yay!
Thank you. Dahalji Makai Davis Lockhart. Sophie Anana Mann. Woo! Sophie, walk. There you go, walk up.
Right here.
You did!
Of course you
did. Catherine Ann Ramsey. Jonica Damian Volpe. Phineas Gabriel Abram Tager. Air hugs. I get air hugs. It's a big air hug.
Congratulations, Dan.
Come line up.
Can you repeat that?
Row one, you're going to wait in your cars. Row two, it's time to line up.
In a way, this is kind of the best graduation.
It's great.
Raina Marlene Averett. Samara Nicole Tucker. Woo! I just give air hugs. Hello, congratulations. Francesca Clara Hathaway.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Don't miss this part of the
Evan Price Sharp. Lillian Katrina Bradford. Congratulations. I love your shoes. Kayla Lynn Cooper.
You're listening to Asheville FM, WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville.
Autumn Melody DeWild. Congratulations, girl. You did it. Raymond O'Neill Barrow.
Hello, son.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I'm going to miss you. Manuel Atawi Keel. Congratulations. You did it.
Congratulations, Manu.
Thank you.
Yay, Manu.
Kyle Adam Rogers. Hello, congratulations. Adrian Radigan. Congratulations. Eli Sebastian Murphy.
Yay, Eli.
Yay, congratulations, you did it. You made it.
Come on
up. Go up,
go up. There you go. Congratulations, Eli. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Eli.
Cameron Tapp Pierce.
Congratulations, bud. You got to come up this way. Congratulations. Good job, Cam. Good job, Cam. Yona Boyland. Aubrey Faye Cook. Justin Nathaniel Lupton. Haley. Congratulations, you did it.
Congratulations, Hannah. Yeah,
congratulations. Harry Langston Smith. Jenna Delaney Tullis. Gabrielle Marie Schmidt. Congratulations, you did it. I hope you got to actually go on. Eliana Rain Brooks. Congratulations, you did it. Jordan Noah Spencer. Congratulations. You did it.
Congratulations, Jordan. Well done.
Drew Scott.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Jazz Sunshine Camby. Congratulations, girl.
You did it!
You did it! Noel Palma Mayor. Austin Stanley Sawyer. Congratulations, you did it. Lewis Riggs Douglas. Love you.
Hey, Lonnie.
That's like, go away. Jordan Marie Mulcahy. Jessica Adi Mitchell.
Thank you to Anne-Marie for taking pictures of all of our graduates. We so appreciate you. All right, graduates, family members, if you could get in the car or in the back of the truck or somehow contained for a moment. Graduates, if you could stand in front of your cars or beside your car, somewhere visible and valuable. So you'll have your cap on. This is your procession. All right. Franklin School of Innovation, class of 2020. You have now graduated from high school. You can turn your tassel to the left. Congratulations. We are so, so proud of you. Let's hear it for class of 2020.
You're listening to Asheville FM, WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you for your patience in this whole thing. We got to be innovative, as always. This was a one-of-a-kind graduation, never been done before. Thank you for all your help. At this point, we're going to parade back to campus. So row one will be first. Take your time. We're not quite ready yet. So just giving people time to get in their cars and find their cap and wave to people, etc.
Asheville FM. Asheville FM is a nonprofit, volunteer-run, grassroots station. We wouldn't be able to broadcast without our community's help. Please donate or have your business sign up as an underwriter, and your spots can be heard by our listeners. Go to ashevillefm.org and click on the Donate tab. Only with your generous support can we continue to stay on air. Thank you.